From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McAllister said Tuesday that information about terrorism and threats to international aviation that President Donald Trump shared with Russian diplomats last week was wholly appropriate and did not compromise U.S. intelligence sources.
Well, as you know, the president, it's wholly appropriate for the president to share whatever information he thinks is necessary to advance the security of the American people. That's what he did. As to your question on had that information been shared previously, I'm not sure about that.
A U.S. president has the power to declassify nearly any information, so what Trump did does not appear to be illegal. But intelligence officials quoted by the newspapers expressed concern that the information provided by a U.S. partner government could harm crucial international relationships. McAllister stood by his account from the day before that the premise of U.S. news accounts was false and that Trump had divulged highly classified information to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Moscow's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, at a meeting at the White House. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says President Donald Trump's comments to Russian officials at the White House undermined the trust that other countries will have in the U.S. in terms of sharing their intelligence. President Donald Trump welcomed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House today. This comes after President Trump sparked anger in Turkey by authorizing and arming Syrian Kurds. Trump said the two leaders would hold long and hard discussions regarding the relationship between their countries. Erdogan called the decision to provide U.S. arms contrary to our strategic relations to the U.S. The U.S. sees the Kurdish force, the YPG, as a key part in the fight against Islamic State. This is VOA.